Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our local and our active duty military veterans, the EMS, the firefighters, the police, the hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, we've got a caller on the line. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm going to take it. So, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Raymond Hartley. I'm actually from Florida.
Okay.
And I'm actually an over-the-road truck driver. I'm driving now. I'm actually in Georgia.
Well, it's a little chilly up there, isn't it?
A little bit.
All right.
It was 32 degrees.
What's on your mind, my friend?
I was just calling to discuss about the, like, everybody gives truck drivers a bad name, and that it's a bad career to go to, and that's not from my experience. I mean, I've been driving for 2.5 years, and it's just, I've met plenty of drivers out there that's been doing it for a long time career, and I believe that they are making a living for their family as well as I am and stuff. And I don't like the way they're, I hear other people talking like, oh, that's not a career you want to go to or something like that. And I hear like the, they're saying, oh, there's a job shortage. Well, not really. If they really want a job, they can go out and get it.
And you know something? I was in the trucking business for over 30 years. My wife was my partner. I not only drove a truck on and off while I was a firefighter, but I also drove buses and whatever else I could get my hands on to make extra money. But the fact of the matter is I met some of the greatest and most patriotic individuals in the world out there on the highway, and they all stuck together.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So I commend you for doing that job. It's an honorable job. It's something not everybody can do because it's a lifestyle, not just a job. People have to understand that. But if you got a good partner at home to work with you, if that sounds like you probably do, then guess what? You're going to have a very successful career.
Thank you. Thank you for that encouragement.
You betcha. And you take care, my friend.
Bye.
All right. Yep. And you can say no harm about the truck drivers to me, Denise.
Well, we can't deal without them. I mean, that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that I have found if you do any kind of distance driving as just a citizen,
mm-hmm.
You will find that the truck drivers are well informed.
Yep.
You know, certainly because they're listening to the radio and to the news and whatnot. But they also have a very great grasp on the pulse of America because they're traveling. They're seeing everything themselves with their own two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they have a lot of time, obviously, to think. And I think that they're critical thinkers. And so, there's a lot of attributes that, and value that comes from truck drivers. So, big hat tip to them.
Now, yesterday we were ahead of the curve when we came out there and you and I were discussing this, this cat up there in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and all the different things that he had, and the rap sheet, 50 pages long, and this, that, and the other. And now today, the media is trying to play catch-up by calling it the deadly bail fail and mentioning all the different things that this guy had been involved in, and why was he out on bail?
Well, you know, these progressives, you know, they think it's okay to kind of change things, and they think they're doing it for the good. And you know, nobody necessarily measures the consequence, and so we're seeing the consequences of really what has happened because of leniency. And you know, the criminal justice system has been reformed several times.
Mm-hmm.
And each time, it seems to have more leniency, and it's not doing the criminal any good, but it's also not doing the country any good. So, mm-hmm. a lot of people want to blame defunding the police. Well, that has something to do with it. But the bigger part is the district attorneys and these judges.
Right.
And these local judges. And that therein lies where nobody should have a 50-page rap sheet. Nobody should have been arrested 47 times. You know, I had this discussion yesterday with an expert for about 30 minutes on this very, very topic.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody gets arrested, let's say for shoplifting,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, there is no bail, and they drop the charges.
Right.
And they, you know, they smack their hands with a ruler and just say, move on.
Hold that thought. We'll conduct that when we come back. We'll continue that conversation. This is important stuff to know about because a lot of these cats are getting let loose that shouldn't be out there. The ones committing, well, they don't say it's violent crime, even though you might have assaulted somebody with, I don't know, a hammer. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, as well as the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, you can get coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, your boat, your RV. And how about bundling your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance in there, too? Because if you do that, you're going to get a tremendous discount by putting your homeowner's, renter's, or condo insurance policy together with your automobile policy. And all you got to do to find out more is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and you'll be in like Flynn. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and we were having a discussion, and you can pick
well,
it up.
Nobody should have a rap sheet that's, you know, pages and pages.
50
and pages
long. Right. Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. If, for instance, if you have a DUI in the state of Florida, the laws that apply to sentencing are very different than those, say, in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, you may, or New York, mm-hmm. you may just get a ticket, notice to appear. or you may just get a fine. Oh, you need to pay, a $250 fine. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But in Florida, you have your license suspended. You've got to go to class. You've got to go do this. So you see how we have these inequities.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the drug charges. So to take that a step further, we used to have something called three strikes and you're out.
Right.
And under the three strikes you're out, that's why you ended up with so many that got incarcerated, because almost 100% of the three strikes and you're out had to deal with drugs, narcotic charges.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a situation where under criminal justice reform, mm-hmm. we undid the three strikes you're out.
And look at this guy in Waukesha. He had been arrested over 20 times.
Well, but that's not an unusual situation, whether you have a George Soros.
Right, right.
Because, years ago we didn't have the whole George Soros thing, but that's not an unusual thing anymore.
Right.
So I have been proposing, of course nobody listens to me because I'm just kind of a burned out tennis player in the Tampa area. But,
with bad knees.
no, my knees are fine, but okay. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as somebody commits any kind of crime, mm-hmm. any kind of crime, my sense is that whether they get charged or they don't get charged, but they've been arrested, I shouldn't say charged, convicted or not convicted.
Right.
Everybody needs to go to a crime school.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, we did this with radical Islamic jihadists. We
right.
tried to re-educate them.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we need to start re-educating criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Just to help ourselves out. If you go to DUI, you got to go to DUI school.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
I do.
So the judge should say, okay, we're going to put you on 30-day probation,
mm-hmm.
For their first offense, as minor as it may be.
Mm-hmm.
30-day probation, and you got to go take this class for, 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just something else other than just nothing. That's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been arrested and maybe convicted once, but we don't want it twice or three times or 47 times.
Right.
Let's start fixing that whole piece now.
Okay.
So if you want criminal justice reform, I think we start there.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line. We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel, and good morning to Denise as well.
Good morning.
I agree with you guys. Look here, let's start with the school boards in the blue states, and let's work our way up to the governors. Folks, let's vote all of them out.
Yeah.
Let's take back America.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, Denise, I want to run this by you right quickly. I appreciate hearing from Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. I mean, Ron Johnson has been all over this on all of the different channels speaking about the Rittenhouse case.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it so appalling that former Speaker Paul Ryan, who is from Janesville, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
sits on the board of Fox News, a former politician. He has refused to comment on the Rittenhouse case in Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
It is a damn shame. Please comment. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elliot. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I haven't heard any of the board members at Fox doing any kind of commenting on the thing.
Nope.
So, I am very disappointed in Paul Ryan, especially because he is a financial guru.
Correct.
And he knows numbers, gimmick accounting by Congress better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he took on the Obama administration on Obamacare and said how it was really going to, break the system. And it did break the system.
Yep.
It's continuing to break the system.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear about it because the government keeps subsidizing and subsidizing and subsidizing, and now it just doesn't make any difference because we're spending money today that makes Obamacare look insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are where we are. I've kind of ignored Paul Ryan. I don't think he's hurting the situation, but I don't think he's making it any better either.
Now, we had that truck driver that called us a few minutes ago, and I'm going to say this for his benefit and the benefit of other people in the transportation industry. The best way to solve the problem with the supply chain is to let the people that are in it solve the problem. Now, there are 15 Republican governors in 15 Republican states that have launched Operation Open the Road. Open Road. Yesterday, I went and I took a look at this, this what they have proposed, and this is amazing. They are going to use air, rail, ships, trains, trucks, and the warehouses to solve the problem, which is what the government won't do. They're blaming it all on, well, it's the ships, well, it's the ports, well, it's they're not going to the source of the problem.
Well, the big retailers, the Lowe's, the Home Depot's, the Walmart's, they have the monies to hire private ships.
Mm-hmm.
They have the money to hire aircraft and all that. That doesn't help the small business guy at all.
Nope.
I mean, we already use all of those modes of transportation. It's mm-hmm. the regulations, too, that are hurting.
You bet.
And that's been going on for quite some time. So, you know, the White House at first was blaming U.S. consumption on the fact that we bought too much stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's our fault that these...
Tell me that wasn't crazy. Tell me that wasn't crazy.
Well, all you have to do is look at the ports all across the world,
yep.
And that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that Trump was working on this in a big, huge way because of all things COVID,
yep.
And that was bring as much manufacturing back to the United States as we possibly can.
Correct.
And... a lot of people don't know this, but Biden created a Made in America office in the White House.
Yeah.
Well, where's that? What is that doing? You know, where's the success on that one?
Nothing. Not a word. Nada. Haven't heard one word. Have you?
Precisely. No.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you. By the way, you're going to take Thanksgiving off, so have a great Thanksgiving day. Don't burn the turkey. And we'll talk to you again on Friday morning. Black Friday.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll talk to you on Friday. Denise Simon, everybody. And we'll be right back with more with our military veterans news segment coming right up. Don't go anywhere. That's right around the corner. Be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the nation to alarming levels, President Biden is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, authorizing the release of 50 million barrels of crude oil. to which Republican Senator Pat Toomey says is too little, too late.
Prices are going through the roof, supplies are shrinking, and now the president goes around pleading with OPEC countries to increase their production. How ridiculous. And this isn't going to work. This the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The man police say drove into a Waukesha Christmas parade on Sunday was charged Tuesday with five counts of first-degree intentional homicide and will face at least a six after an eight-year-old boy died Tuesday from his injuries. Daryl Brooks making his initial court appearance. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very great career. A tremendous amount of money can be made there, and great benefits too. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can become a aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston, right there in the Boston metro area. Now, in either case, you've heard me say this, give them a call. I'm going to give you the number and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities and find out what they're all about. Now, you'll be able to talk to the students that are there. You'll be able to talk to some instructors that are there. You'll be able to talk to the money people, too, and find out how to go about applying for your student loan if you're a non-veteran. Now, if you're a veteran, they have people there that can help you. Because if you're post 9/11 and you've not used your educational benefits, more than likely you're going to have them all intact, and that will pay for the entire program at National Aviation Academy, and then you'll be well on your way. Now, if you're pre 9/11 a veteran, you may have used some of your benefits already. They will be able to check that for you and see if you have what you have left. And then, of course, if it doesn't cover everything that's there, then you merely wrap that up with a government, with a student loan, and that will take care of that. So, the number to call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. And remember, their website is always NAA.edu. Well, will the annual defense authorization bill get passed this year? Good question. Because if Congress is going to pass this bill for a 61st consecutive year, and that's a big if, it's going to take a tremendous amount of work in public and behind the closed doors over the next few weeks approaching the end of the year. Now, the Senate left town for the Thanksgiving break this week without finalizing its draft of the sweeping $740 billion military policy measure. Now, they have plans to do so next week after Thanksgiving in the last few days of November. But the big question is, can they? Can they? And we don't know. To be continued, ladies and gentlemen. To be continued. Well, you know, every year for the Army-Navy game, the Army, of course, has their mule as their mascot. The Navy has their goat as a mascot. The only problem is the Navy has more than one goat. And in trying to have a little fun at the Navy's expense, it seems the cadets at West Point grabbed the wrong goat. So in lieu of their annual Army-Navy football game, they had to give the wrong goat they grabbed back and try to start over again. Always a lot of fun at the Army-Navy game. Always a lot of fun. And as I've said before, go Army. We'll see what they can do. By the way, there are a few COVID-19 booster shots available at Army bases in Europe until sometime in early January when they'll be exhausted. And a judge dismissed charges yesterday against leaders of a veterans home who had been brought up on charges for misuse of veterans and mistreatment of veterans. And apparently, it wasn't as bad as what was reported. Somebody had an axe to grind, and they apparently tried to do it because the condition of the veterans home wasn't as bad as they described. It wasn't great, but they were in the process of taking care of some of the problems. So hopefully that will be taken care of, and that'll take care of that. Now, not to be confused with the enemies we face, but Russia and China signed a roadmap for closer military cooperation in the future. That could be very interesting in the age that we now live in. Now, a Navy cop, an officer in Norfolk, Virginia, has been arrested, of all things, on sex trafficking charges. Wow. Wow. We'll have to find out more about that as to what he was doing on the base there in Norfolk. And by the way, soldiers who refuse to get vaccinated can still serve, but your career is basically over with. Frozen in rank, frozen in pay raises, and frozen in the job you're in, or transferred to one that you didn't want. That's the latest. To be continued. To be continued. And by the way, next week, I'm going to tell you who the top 10 best performers to hiring veterans were, the companies. They have an annual competition, and that will be released next week, and I'll be able to tell you. And you'll be happy to hear it, I'm sure. By the way, although the checks remain uncashed, the United States delivers every year a check to the Cuban government for payment for the Guantanamo Bay naval base lease. Is there anyone in the audience that wants to take a guess at what the amount of money is? I'll bet it's not what you think. Also, Philippine supply boats have reached the forces at the China-guarded shoal. Remember where that ship ran ashore? The blockade of the supply boats. And one of the vessels had run aground and was being water sprayed by the Chinese Coast Guard to get them to get off the ship and leave it where it was, stuck aground, if you will. Well, we'll see what happens this time. Because maybe they're going to try to get the ship out of there, which is what they should have done to begin with. But we'll see. We'll see. All righty. I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not return until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will. In my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing order or creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And, of course, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Nissan. And you can go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And you just might get to save a little more money, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
a lot better than the president is. He made a big deal about releasing 50 million barrels of oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It was going to help us with the price of gasoline, and things were going to be so much better. And guess what happened?
Well, gas went up. Didn't matter. Did it.
Gas went up. Crude oil went up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a global market. And this has been used before. They talk about the strategic oil reserve and releasing it, and it's not going to make anything any different. In fact, in this case, it drove prices up. It's a global market, and until supply increases, then it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, here's what happened. I'm going to be specific right now. West Texas crude went up $1.75 a barrel yesterday to $78.50. Meanwhile, Brent crude oil went up $2.61 a gallon to $82.31. Futures on oil 1 year out went up $2 a barrel to $90 a barrel. And then gasoline went up. Hello. You ready for this? Gasoline went up 8 cents a gallon on the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery with the taxes included. And diesel went up 10 cents a gallon at the refinery with taxes included. So, hello, Joe Biden.
Yeah, listen, we were on the right path and we decided to get off it. And without the pipelines, without going out and having the ability to drill, and if you actually take a look at some of the regulations that the Biden administration is going to put forward, it's going to make it just absolutely ridiculous for people to go out and drill. Some of the methane capture rules are just patently absurd.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make the cost go up, and then you're not going to see the type of development that we need to see.
Well, Jennifer Grantham, who's the former governor of Michigan, who's the current Department of Energy secretary, looked like a dummy. I'm not going to say what I was thinking. Looked like just a stupid person when she was asked about the U.S. daily oil consumption, when she was talking about all these numbers, throwing them all out there. And of all the things you should have known there, Madam Energy Secretary, it should have been how many barrels of oil we use a day. 18 million.
This is the thing, too. These cabinet positions are not people that know what the hell what they're talking about. They're political appointees based upon what they've done in the past or how they've helped out whatever candidate is in office. We don't have a competent group of characters in there. That's not what they're looking for. She has no business being energy secretary as much as Pete Buttigieg has any business being transportation secretary. We can go on and on and on. Again, these are all political appointees.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned transportation because have you checked out the program called Operation Open Road, which is being put in place by 15 Republican governors in 15 states? They're launching their fix to the supply chain, Operation Open Road. Have you checked it out?
No, I haven't seen this yet. You mentioned this a bit yesterday. I don't see what are they going to be doing differently.
All right, here's what they're going to be doing differently. Instead of just specifically concentrating on the shipping industry and the ports and the containers, they're going to be using airplanes, rail, ships, trains, trucks, and warehouses to solve the problem by moving things around the country instead of just isolating them, say, in Los Angeles and the California West Coast and the selected big cities on the East Coast, to get them closer to where the product needs to go inside the continental United States.
Well, that makes complete sense. My question is that I would think businesses would be doing this already.
Well, they are. The big box companies are. They are. Mm-hmm.
You've obviously got to pull down regulations. That's the thing. The less regulations you have, the easier you make it to move the goods from point A to point B, the better it's going to be for everyone. That's just the reality of the situation. Oftentimes government gets involved and it makes things much, much more difficult.
Yeah. For example, Walmart and Target and Lowe's and let's see, who's the other one there? The other Home Depot. They are definitely involved, and they're flying things right into pretty much their backyards where they need to have it, getting away from some of the container stuff with the ships because, they're running their own airplanes, they're running their own ships to bring it in further into the country. to get the products where they need to be.
Well, yeah, yeah, they were actually chartering their own ships, and they could afford to do that.
Correct.
You know, it's unfortunate because smaller companies cannot. And that's it. They're going to be hurting when it comes to trying to get the stuff that they need. I mean, you know, I've seen the slowdown myself with stuff I've wanted to order and stuff that I've bought and how long it's taken to me to get things. So, yeah, it's definitely a problem.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, Nordstrom's, okay, they've had quite a bit of problems lately with people with the crash and smash and grabs and all that, right?
Well, yeah, it's not just Nordstrom. I mean, it was actually, you know, even Best Buy came out recently saying, hey, listen, you know, this is affecting, you know, our bottom line, how much people are stealing in our stores. And, you know, when there's no repercussions for bad actions, that's going to be the case. And what people fail to realize is that this is a cost now of doing business for many of these companies, which is going to be passed on to people that do pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
So the price of the stuff that you get at these stores is going to go up. That's the reality. And, you know, again, we've gone into a state of lawlessness in so many places in this country. We refuse to enforce the law. We refuse to apprehend and prosecute people who steal things. So it's going to continue.
Did you hear what happened with the Texas AG race and the Texas congressional race involving Louis Gohmert?
No, isn't the Attorney General for Texas Ken Paxton?
Yeah, he is out, term limited out. He's going to run for Louis Gohmert's congressional seat, and Louis Gohmert is going to run for the Attorney General seat in Texas.
Okay, well, what's going on down there? Because I know, well, like, you know, that I've been actually kind of critical of Abbott and Paxton. I think that they should be doing more independently of the federal government to protect the border.
Well, that's exactly what Gohmert is going to run for Attorney General for, because he wants to step in. And, oh, by the way, Texas has just added 10,000 troops along the border for this upcoming surge.
Not enough.
Oh, I know it's not enough. I know it's not enough. They need help from somewhere, because we're talking a couple hundred thousand people headed to Texas.
Yeah. I know it's not politically correct. I'd be deputizing people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of the situation. I'd be putting as many people as I could on that border. I'm sorry, you're not getting in. I mean, you see what they did on the Polish Belarusian border, and you know, Polish troops are there, and you're not getting in.
Kudos to Texas. Kudos to Governor Abbott, because Samsung yesterday announced a $17 billion chip factory being built in the Lone Star State.
Yeah, more stuff coming back, without a doubt.
Yep. All right, you have a happy Thanksgiving. Will I talk to you on Friday?
You too, Captain, absolutely.
All right, talk to you on Friday, my friend. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and he'll be watching football tomorrow, either that, or there might be some lacrosse games going on involving his boy, because his boy has got a scholarship he's on right now, playing college lacrosse, which is a big deal. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.